Writers on alienation. Various forms of alienation can be distinguished from that of the individual who is a slave to the capitalistic system of production in Marx's philosophy, to that linked to the adverse effect of technology denounced by the American social critic Lewis Mumford, from the one generated by mass media conditioning to the one brought about by the renunciation of political rights in favor of dictatorship. All these types of alienation share the difficulty of contemporary men to find sound reference points to rely on. It is especially 20th century literature to offer interesting examples of alienation, of a world deprived of values, of a society characterized by existential disease. The incapacity to live finds expression in writing through a series of symbolical images conveying the sense of aridity, diversity, exclusion and madness, like in modern English poetry, for example T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland and Odin's poems, but also in fiction, let's think of Joyce's The Dead. In American literature, Francis Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, his protagonist is lost in the soulless society he enters, can be regarded as the symbol of American historical experience, in which the original ideal values have flowed into empty and vulgar materialism. The condition of rootlessness and the attachment to the past, which lead to the inability to face the present, are issues connected with the theme of alienation, especially in the American theater of the 1950s. In Arthur Miller plays, the protagonists are, in fact, anti-heroes who are overcome by a reality of decadence and degradation they neither want nor can change. Even in Britain, the theater plays a fundamental role in the reflection upon the alienated condition of man. The theater of the absurd, Samuel Beckett's and Harold Pinter's works, express the belief that in a godless universe, human existence has no meaning or purpose, and therefore all communication breaks down. Logical construction and argument give way to irrational and illogical speech, and to its ultimate conclusion, silence. In the 1960s, Bond's theater, through the brutal savagery of some of its imagery, carried out a Marxist analysis of society to stage alienation, whose behavioral consequence is extreme violence as a natural dimension in the capitalist world.